Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, and thanks for joining me on Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb, and I'm here with you on this beautiful August morning. I can't believe that we're almost at the midway point. The back-to-school specials are now in full swing, and everyone is doing their best to make all of these last summer days stretch. I'm actually going to take a day off today. Still not sure exactly what I'll do with my time. I might just relax with a book. Or I might go out into the garden and pull some weeds. But I will try to stay away from the computer for most of the day. I find the computer is like this time vortex. I spend a lot of my day answering email, writing out ceremonies, updating my websites, doing research, keeping current with things, and of course, talking to my friends and family on Facebook. How many techno things do you have with you at any given time? I recently got a smartphone, and that works for me. But I was with a photographer friend last week. He's got an iPhone, an iPad, an MP3 player, and about $8,000 worth of camera equipment with him wherever he goes. He is wired and ready, and he loves it. About 30 years ago now, I can't believe that, 30 years, I worked for a company that made printed circuit boards for telephones and mobile units. And I have to confess, I didn't even own a computer back then. They were so expensive. And they all ran on DOS, which was incredibly complicated to me. Personal computers were just coming into vogue, and they were big, and they took up a whole desk, and the monitors were either yellow or green, and it just did not appeal to me back then. The internet was just in its infancy, and it wasn't available to everybody. In 3 decades, we've come so far. So I would go to places like Northern Telecom, or Motorola, or Honeywell, bring blueprints of circuit boards that would run their products. And I remember one manager telling me that mobile phones, which then were these big clunky things that you had in your car, were the way of the future. And that one day, everyone would have a phone in their pocket or their purse. And I was just gobsmacked. It seemed like science fiction, that everybody would have a phone in their pocket or their purse with them everywhere they went. I remember watching the Jetsons, that 60s cartoon, and they had a TV phone where they could see who they were talking to. And look, we're doing that every day now, just on the internet, on Skype, with our webcams. They had Rosie the Robot, and we're seeing the introduction of home robots to assist us with various tasks. They even have emotions and personalities. 3 decades, we have zoomed into territory that was really the stuff of fantasy. Even automobiles are outfitted with cameras and computers and DVD screens. I saw a commercial yesterday that featured a car that tells you when the tire pressure is low. It's so easy to be overwhelmed by everything. So many things to learn. I am on the steepest learning curve all the time. My brain gets tired. So many ideas and applications, programs, products. It's just really sometimes overwhelming. But I see the merit of most of it. I have a wish list to help me with my ministry. I want an iPad. I wasn't much on tablets until recently, but now I'm beginning to see how they can be used in my everyday life. And while I do have a pretty good camera, I am asking the universe for the funds for a Nikon D5100. After consultation with my photographer friends, it takes amazing pictures and it does videos that are quite amazing too. It would give so much scope for YouTube, for social media, to promote our little church and get the word out. And so I'm seeing the merit of using technology like this in my ministry for my little church. And even as I read that list, I feel burdened almost by how much time will be involved with each particular tool. I love the recording work. I love the image work. I love creating inspirational videos for all to enjoy. But there's a real personal cost to utilizing it to full advantage, and that's the cost of my time. Even to produce these little broadcasts that you're hearing this morning, it takes a few hours out of my day, believe it or not. I reflect and I write and I edit and I prepare for each little presentation. But I love it so. It is a real joy to be able to do this and a real pleasure to just share some time with you every day. So it's important that as these wonderful items become more and more a part of our life, that we build in time for balance. The whole texting thing can get out of control, for example, with people so focused on the conversation that they're having as they walk along the street or wait in line. I think there's probably going to be a term for it, you know, as people hunch and walk. They're not really paying attention to anything around them. They're so focused on that conversation and so focused on their fingers that they miss what's happening. We need to keep our antenna up, not only for our safety's sake, but also to keep us connected with the beauty of the world, how it impacts us on a deep level. We need to take time every day to just look, to look at the blue of the sky, to listen to the birds, to watch the squirrels chase each other, to see the diverse parade of people that share our space. We need to feed our spirits. So today, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to turn off the computer in a few minutes. I'm going to make a pot of lovely tea, and I'm going to revel in a day without any agenda. At least that's my plan. And I hope that you have a fabulous day too. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer to bless our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and promise of this day. We ask that you go before us to set your angels around us to protect us and to protect everyone we love. We hold before you the people in our lives who need healing, help, support, guidance, and direction. And we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of the world and every good thing in it. Thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing in the world today. Thank you for listening, everyone. You have a fabulous day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel, on Connection Point. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.